It's time for Seminole Headlines featuring WarChant.com's Jeff Cameron, Managing Editor Ira Schofel, and Senior Writer Corey Clark. Your weekly dose of all things FSU, pistols, and pies starts right now. Here's Jeff Cameron.
Hour number two, Headliner Questions forthcoming. Appreciate you joining us, Jeff, Corey, and Ira. And you, appreciate it. Like, subscribe if you're watching on WarChant TV. If you haven't joined WarChant yet, come on, you bump on a log. Let's get to.
What's the matter?
Let's go.
It's just $10. That's what it is now.
It is $10 now. You know, at the Nebraska site.
$10 for the year? Or $10?
$10 for the year, buddy.
For the year. That's
we're still giving it away, gang. Really,
I actually, they didn't ask my opinion, but I put a send to all in the On3 community, and I wrote that that's a crime. Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah, war chance.
Nobody got back to me. But I just let them know that we're just giving it away. I don't know why we have to do this. It's the best in the network.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
I mean, best in the nation.
We're well on our way to 13,000 already. It's happening, you know. And I think as the premier site on the On3 network, we ought to charge $700 a month. And I think there's a good chance we get it.
Yeah,
you don't know until you ask.
Yeah, exactly right.
You just don't know.
All they can do is say no and
we keep unsubscribe. We lowballing it.
Yeah.
You know,
this is why Tom stopped taking it. Good work, Matt. This is why Tom stopped taking on the sales calls.
Yeah, what are we doing here,
gang?
Well, I shoot for the moon.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to ask for the money. That's part of being a good salesman is being able to ask for the money.
Speaking of, Birch has to re-up here soon, right, with what we're doing for that great company.
I mean, she's probably run out of staff members and tools to fix teeth with all the people piling through her door thanks to the advertising
the
here.
The
yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Birch Orthodontics does a great job. Ira's kids went there. My kids went
Stephanie's
there.
Stephanie's son just got braces yesterday.
Let's
and
go!
Her daughter already had the braces there. And got out of them and has perfect teeth.
Apparently, Heather wasn't a real fan. I didn't know you could like color your braces or not the braces, but the bands thing.
The
he got red and black, and he's not a Georgia fan. He's just he just wanted those colors because they look great. We all know that. And she was not a big fan of that. She was hoping for garnet and gold. Garnet gold colored, but hey.
Nonetheless, that's the only disappointed person.
Exactly right.
Birch Orthodontics, you want to tell them about Birch?
Yeah, Dr. Birch does a great job. They do all the latest techniques, the Invisalign, whatever you need from an orthodontic standpoint. Great customer service. They'll put your kids at ease. That was why I first started this trend of our families going there.
That's true, you did.
My oldest was just felt so comfortable there. She was so nervous about going and getting braces. Went to a couple other places, didn't have the best experience. Dr. Birch's staff was awesome. They also have payment plans. They make it as easy as possible and do great work. So birchorthodontics.com is the website, located over on the northeast side of town and convenient right near the highways, near Capitol Circle.
It's safe to say the official orthodontist of Seminole Headlines.
That's true.
Right.
The official orthodontist of Seminole Headlines.
I'll say that.
Gator Kirk writes, good afternoon. What three players have been a positive surprise this year? Hoping for some victory sausage this weekend, boys. Go Noles. I'd say Renardo Green.
Yeah.
And then oddly, you have to, you know, qualify this, but I would say Jordan Travis to the extent that he's now,
for sure,
you know, arguably the best quarterback in the conference. And then, I don't know.
Johnny Wilson's been better.
Higher on him than I was, but
he's been better than I expected.
He's been great. That's a good one.
He made a couple of nice catches. I mean, they were down by 10 points with 3 minutes to go, but that last drive, he made some nice catches on the sidelines, too. Those weren't easy catches.
The next big thing for him will be to be the consistent guy week to week where you know that guy is dynamic. You know, your best receivers, like if that's his ceiling as an elite receiver, they're great every week.
Yeah, and Norvell talked about on Monday about how he's been working through some things injury-wise. But, man, I if he can get healthy-ish.
Who the hell on this team is not working through some things injury-wise? Good God.
I would like him to be on the field 85 to 90% of the snaps. I think just his presence on the field changes everything.
Yeah.
Just me throwing that out there.
Tony writes, hey, guys, I know that there's a lot of talk about Jordan not running the ball in design plays, but why would you run him when he's not fully healthy? Because if he hurts himself again, he may be done for a while, and then people will say, why run him like that when you've got three healthy backs? Thanks. 9-3 still in sight for me. That's according to Tony. Yeah, no, I think you have to be measured. If he's not 100%, you're not asking him to run. That's why I wondered aloud, was he? Because I think you could have used his legs in this last game, given what Wake's defensive line was doing.
Especially in that first half when you had the doldrums
in the way they pitched, though, that's what I mean. You get him out on the edges, that would have ended that.
You also, he took a couple of hellacious shots. He got thrown down right on his shoulder one time. I thought, man, that's not good. But he got back up and threw the ball fine after that. But it's not like you're protected all the time when you're in the pocket.
Hey, by the way, Where's the flag on the slide?
Yeah.
I guarantee you Sam Hartman does that at Wake. They're throwing
every,
dudes out of the
every,
game.
Every ref has his flag.
Yeah, there have been eight flags.
They're
on
firing
the field.
Yeah. It at the guilty party. That was bizarre. I'm like, what are we doing here, guys? Brian writes, here's my two cents as a former kicker. Go let him kick a soccer ball for a week. Don't look at a football. He'll gain confidence just hitting the ball solid again. It's all in his head at this point. Well, it does appear to be in his head. I mean, we've all seen the angle that everybody posted of the missed 29-yarder. He doesn't even follow through. It's the weirdest kick ever. It's just this little stub in the toe thing. It looks like an abbreviated golf swing. Like somebody who just doesn't trust that
like
he can
me.
Make a swing. And I'm not a kicker. My brother was and got full scholarships to go kick anywhere in the country. And
well, bring him in here.
Well,
yeah, what's he doing?
He's a marine biologist.
Oh, okay. His eligibility's up?
Yeah, he's okay. Older than me. Yeah, it's definitely right. Up. But, yeah, he was a great kicker. Had a full ride to Iowa, chose to play soccer at Jacksonville and get his marine biology degree. But he kicked at a high level. And, you know, it's interesting. He would compare it to a golf swing. And I remember Roberto Aguayo, when I asked him about it, did the same thing. You see some of the similar things there with people who've just lost their swing. Like, it's just – it's in your head, and you don't do anything fundamentally well. It doesn't look like he is right now. I just don't know, you know, short of being – I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychiatrist. What do you do to get him back to
he's gotta
just the fundamentals?
He's got to make a kick in a game, or none of it matters. He's got to make a big kick in a game, or he'll never be right. It's the same thing with Rodemaker, man. Rodemaker looked great in practice. Until he did it in a game,
I
think Fitzgerald can make a million kicks in practice. You're not going to – he looked like a different kid in the game than he did in practice.
Josh writes, how big of an upgrade has Pittman been as a punt returner? Question mark.
A huge.
I mean, think about where we were a year ago, watching the ball bounce and roll and bounce and roll.
Yeah.
I mean, he catches.
That was a Greg Reed return.
Everything. And then, and then fearless.
Yeah, that was a Greg Reed return. Right
he
there.
Had a fantastic game.
Yeah.
In a lot of what he did beyond just the catches and the numbers. Man, he was a fierce blocker. He did everything you would ask a receiver to do.
He recovered that fumble.
Yeah,
he went and dove over two Wake Forest guys to go get that fumble,
yeah,
man.
Tough.
So he was on In the Coop with Robert Cooper last night. Robert Cooper to the show that they do with Aslan, courtesy of Rising
Monday
Spirit.
Night, every Monday night.
Yeah, at War Chant TV. And Micah was the guest last night, and they were talking about that play, the play where he hurdles the guy on the punt return. And he said, he goes, look, man, you got to tackle. If you're going to tackle me, you got to come up high, because if not, you're going to end up on my highlight reel, which is awesome.
Yeah.
That kid's got so much. I mean, man.
Yeah, a lot of stones.
It's good
man.
To have a guy
the son
with that
of an
NFL confidence.
Football player. Yes. Yeah, there's that. Butch writes, hello, boys. Did you guys see any similarities between the way the team practiced last week and the way they played against Wake Forest? I'm curious to hear how this week's practice translates to Saturday night's game against the Wolfpack.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about it. Tom talked about it on your show yesterday. I didn't think they were as flat as he did last week. I just thought they weren't sharp. And I don't know how do you define that? But I just didn't, it didn't look like to me like they were going through the motions. When I think of flat, I think of just no spirit. I thought they had energy. They just didn't look good. They just didn't practice great. And Mike Norvell talked about it last week, and then they didn't play good. But I don't know that it's something you can put your finger on. It's just, hey, bring more energy. Today they had plenty of energy and they were sharp. Maybe those two things go together. I don't know.
Yeah, they were sharper, but it's also like we don't see any other teams practice.
Right.
So it is hard to gauge like what does a full intensity, high intensity, full energy practice look like? We know what it looks like with this team. I didn't think it was that far off last week.
No.
I will say this, and Aslan made a joke about it on Wake Up War Chant earlier today. But it's true, like the music selection that Tuesday was bizarre. They played
there are other days where they play bizarre music.
They played Toto.
They do that sometimes.
They played Africa. It was all like.
Was it 80s?
They do play some throwbacks.
It could have been 80s.
Living on a Prayer.
They'll play disco sometimes.
Yeah, it was just odd. But obviously, I don't think that had anything to do with it. It was just a.
Fire the DJ!
Everybody's job's on the line this week after a loss. I was just saying that that might have led to why it felt like it had such a different vibe.
I want to address this point because I've heard other people say this, so I'm going to answer Mike's question here and. This just, I don't know. Okay. He writes, every player is worried about getting yelled at when they F up except the kicker, and that needs to change. Coddling hasn't worked. No, man. No, that's not how it works. When a coach yells at a player, 9 times out of 10, he's going beyond what the play calls for. He's doing something that they don't rep, don't teach, and isn't part of the play design. That is to say, they took something onto their own shoulders and decided to do something outside the design of the play. They make a mental error, or they do something, they choose to do something outside the design. if it's a physical mistake, such as I drop a pass, such as a guy whoops my ass because he too is on scholarship, I don't come to the sideline and get yelled at typically. It's if you do
well,
something.
It'll happen, though.
It can.
Yeah.
It's football. It's an intense thing, yes. But if I can't block you and you beat me on every play, at some point you need to give me some help. Yelling at me ain't going to change the fact that I can't block you. If I choose to do something outside the play's design.
Or if they just thought, like last night, Matthew Stafford threw a pick late in that game, and it looked like Peyton was mad at him. But it was like we had just discussed this.
We just talked about don't do this.
We just talked about
yes.
this, and you did it. That kind of thing.
Right.
And with a kicker, you don't really have that.
He's missing kicks. His head is – he's a mess. Yelling at him isn't going to change anything. You could scream at him all day long. That's not changing
Maybe if you went and said, hey, man, you're the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I'm tired of running you out there.
Leadership 101. There it is.
If you miss another kick, you're off scholarship.
Well, you can't do that.
Try that.
Do you think caddies yell at their golfers when?
Right. You can't. That's not how that kid's going to get better. Just deciding, you know what, I'm going to give him a hug after his seventh straight miss. Yelling at him isn't going to change the dynamic.
I think your point. Yeah, like people don't get yelled at for missing a free throw. Might get yelled at for a bad pass.
You might get yelled at for not being where you're supposed to be in the defensive principles.
But I think it's because kicker's such an odd – it's a unique position.
It is different.
I do think DBs get yelled at for getting just run by. I do think quarterbacks get yelled at for throwing interceptions. And I know you're saying it's within the realm of the play, but some coaches yell for physical mistakes too. It happens.
Yeah.
You never see it with a kicker.
No,
ever.
And nor would you.
Because it's just a different
thing. Yeah, because it's all
between the ears anyhow there with that situation. And most of the time, again, but coaches
might switch it up. You might want to switch it up.
At this point,
family members.
At this point, if he doesn't figure it out, you know, you're just going to recruit over him and move on. That's all there is to do.
And
the problem is, I think people feel helpless.
Yeah.
They don't like feeling like you're in limbo and there's nothing I can do about
it. And they don't like to think that their head coach just keeps saying he believes in
this kid.
Well,
what's he going to say to the press? Screw this kid?
Like, I don't believe in him? Of course he's going to say he believes in him. The fact of the matter is, we'll see how much he believes in him Saturday night at 8 o'clock. That'll tell us how much Mike Norvell believes in him. He can say everything he wants because
look,
he would.
We saw how much he didn't believe in him last week when he didn't let him kick an extra point.
Yeah.
It's the easiest kick that you're going to kick.
Rolled him out there for that 55-yarder, though.
Gentlemen, what expectations do you have if we never attempt another kick this season? If Mike could, he would make a change already. I'm curious, W's and L's with no PAT or field goal attempts. All right, Nicholas.
Not a bad.
It is a fun question.
Yeah.
I mean, how many games do you lose and or maybe win?
I'm going to say you're getting some extra points here or there.
Yeah.
If you're throwing up to 14 every time for an extra point, I feel like you're gonna get at least 50%. He's either going to catch it or get pass interference.
What would you say the actual percentage would be if you threw it up to Johnny Wilson five times in a game? How many is he going to catch?
He's not Mike Evans. So, I mean, it's a college version. He is a big guy, but the fade is not a great play. I hate that.
No,
I'd run a play forward.
But that's why I like that wasn't really a fade. That was more of a throw it up in the middle of the end zone, let him stop and go get it.
Yeah.
Not get your feet in the back corner of the end zone
like
the Rodemaker one to him in Louisville. If you just did that five times a game, every extra point, don't you think he catches three of them?
There are people who have said that, and there are coaches who've adhered to it.
So that's an extra point right there. Instead of 5 points, he got six.
There are coaches who've adhered to the principle that, hey, we're never punting. And then there are guys who've also said, we're never going to kick an extra point. We're going to go for two every time.
Well, anybody that says I'm never punting is an idiot and shouldn't coach football. But
there is a guy that's won like a million games.
There's a guy who's won a million national championships doing that.
No, no, he won a bunch of high school football games, then tried to take it to the small college level and got run out of town. It does not work. It works when you have superior talent in Arkansas or wherever he was coaching.
Right, right. So if that's the case, then you're not an idiot for never punting.
Well, you can't have analysis that says this is how I'm going to coach every football team of every – I mean, you coach to your team.
I'm saying that there would be instances where it does work, where you're vastly superior physically to another team and you play with tempo, so you have
like
a million possessions.
It's like the guy that onside kicks every time.
Right, well, that's even less of a chance. I mean, 4th and 3 is a hell of a lot more convertible than an onsides every time.
Yeah,
an
but I mean, it's the guy that does that.
Now, that one I'll go with you. Michael writes, since we were held all game, why can't our linemen just pop them across the face?
What would you have done? Like, I told Ira this yesterday. I think it was you yesterday, Ira. Like, one time in that game, don't you just push when they're doing their Scooty-Doo dance towards the line of scrimmage? Don't you just send all 11 guys and just body slam both of them. And if he gets it out and throws a touchdown,
it's a touchdown.
They're going to score a touchdown anyway, probably. But you make Sam Hartman pay because you body slam him as he's throwing the ball.
Your style is a personal affront to me,
yes,
and I'm going to harm you.
Well, you're not trying to hurt him. You're just what you want him to feel you.
Describing.
You want him to feel you because it's goofy to just scoot towards the line of scrimmage. Just send eight.
It's goofy in the way of a 10-point victory on the road against the Noles, is what it is.
I wish he'd go. It's like
Virginia basketball.
I wish
basketball.
Tony Bennett
there
would
you
get
go.
A job.
Hey, he'll agree with you on that.
Maybe the Cowboys
it has nothing
will hire.
To do with style,
maybe
though.
The Cowboys will hire Dave Clawson.
Brett writes, is it against the law for our corners to play man and jam the receivers? The FSU defense has made nearly every quarterback a Heisman contender play in a soft zone.
Well, that's not true.
That's not true, bro.
They play a lot of man, too.
They play a ton of man.
And, you watch that Clemson game. Like, it wouldn't have made – I mean, Clemson got demolished trying to play straight-up bump and run man. I thought the corners – I mean, they didn't make any plays.
Go back and watch the LSU game. There's a lot of man, and we're right up in their faces at times. I mean, they start sometimes with a two-high shell, bring one guy down. No, I mean, they vary it up.
Well, they blitzed the safety a million times, like four or five times from 30 yards away in that game.
Jeff writes, do you think FSU would have performed better if they had been able to obtain food, stay in housing with electricity prior to the game? How much of an advantage did this provide the Fighting Clawsons? And lastly, is there a dumber-looking offense than Wake's?
See? It just bothers you. It just bothers you. Just the scooty scoots.
It's dumb and effective, man. That's fine.
He even passed them on the back.
Wake has a very long history with all of their coaches of having to run gimmicky offenses, although this is just a glorified RPO. But they think all the way back. They've had great coaches who've done more with less, but they've usually had to employ something a little bit different because they're not able to recruit to the level that the better schools in this conference do. It's not ideal. I didn't go to Wake, so it didn't, whatever, but they find ways to win a lot of games in this conference, and they got like 700 people in their university, so that's doing something.
There was a weird, and I was telling Corey and Aslan about this yesterday, there's a weird trash talk that was brought up in the NC State or the Wake Forest post-game interviews. Their running back, the kid that had 100 yards.
Yeah.
Said that before the game, some of the FSU guys, when they were talking, a little trash talk before the game on the field, that FSU's defensive players were telling him he had tight hips. So he after the game, he wanted to let them know that maybe they had tight hips.
What a
but it's
weird
just like a weird
say.
Thing to tell. Like,
here comes old tight hip Johnson again.
I see you and your tight hips
yeah,
over
well,
there.
Yeah, trying to score touchdowns
Look
with
at
those
you.
Tight hips.
No chance with those hips, buddy.
Look at these loose hips.
Random.
Well, that is a really weird thing to say.
I know Corey's going to like this because, well, I think universally we agreed with a rolling of the eyes in the moment, and then we'll go to break. Zach writes, 2nd and 20, we decided to call the run there, guys. yeah. That was a regrettable moment.
He must be thinking, like Clawson did on a big 3rd and 10 on that 18-play drive, he runs a draw.
Right.
It gets 7 yards, knowing he's going to go for it on
fourth
down.
And three, yeah.
Norvell has to know he's in 4-down territory there. But he ended up not being. But you think you're in 4-down territory. Let me get 7 yards here. Now it's 3rd and 13. It's 3rd and manageable. I got 2 plays to pick up 13. That's the only thing I can think of. But when I got those wideouts and I got that dude throwing it.
Well, time of the game matters too. And 2nd and 20 and running
the
ball.
Wake was snapping it.
I don't complain about play calling all that much. That was a dumbass
call. I also didn't like before the half. The play calling inside the 10-yard line. Run on second and eight.
No secret, Red Zone's been a bit of an issue with play calling this year. I mean, well, I think we all kind of agree with that.
I think he got over him. I think he was a little worried about the time. I think NC State or Wake's calling timeouts, and I think he's thinking, well, I've got to use some of this clock.
Yeah,
I don't want to get them the ball back.
He might have learned his lesson because the only other time he got in the red zone in that game, he threw it up to 14. It was a touchdown.
Simple headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio War Chant TV continues in a moment. Thanks for listening, Headliners. As always, we appreciate it. We made it, guys. It is the start of the season. We would thank all of our sponsors, but right now we're going to thank Horizons because we're about to go have delicious food and some ice-cold beer, and we're going to enjoy the patio, and we're going to celebrate the return of football.
You going to sing?
I'm not going to sing this time. I'm not singing this time. Guys, you know the jingle. You know how it goes, and you also know that if you go in there and sing it to them, you get your meal for free. Is that something
completely
we've agreed upon?
Free.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
get all the chicken, and shrimp, and everything.
But you're not going to sing?
I'm not going to sing. Sorry, guys. Y'all act like you don't like it, so I don't want to do it. But what we do like, I like the pimento cheese, and I love the chicken sandwich that they have.
Your
chicken sandwich is on point. Like, it's as good as there is in the game.
It's the 38 thing, it's called.
38
right?
chicken sandwich.
Yeah, it's
delicious.
I like it. But I always get the sunrise shrimp. It's the one with the sun in it, guys. It's the shrimp. It's good.
That's what I was going to say.
It's really good, yeah.
You get it in the tacos?
I do. I get it
And we get it as an appetizer?
That's right.
It is fantastic.
All the food is great.
Great beer selection, great people. We sit on the patio. It's going to be that type of weather during football season.
We've had celebrations at Horizons before.
We have, man. We go there. You actually have a pretty decent chance of seeing one of us because
we're
at Horizons a lot.
That's really the draw.
That is the draw. We might be there, folks. And I was going to say, I've been there for brunch. I don't know if you two gentlemen have been there for brunch. Mm-hmm. But you got the NFL season coming right around the corner. It's going to be, by you listening to this, it might have already started. Go there for brunch, and then you got your DirecTV. You can watch your NFL teams while you're eating your eggs.
Ira, where is Horizons?
It's up on Bannerman Crossing off Thomasville Road at the intersection of Bannerman back there in that plaza. You know who's what favorite restaurant Santa Claus's favorite restaurant is?
Oh,
I'm not doing it.
Come on, man. Almost got him. All right.
Ho, Horizons.
And that's a wrap.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
Best matchups, all the land, all that good stuff with MyBookie. MyBookie has super contests, survivor pools, and double deposit bonus that gives you everything you need to secure the bag. Getting started is simple. Sign up today. Use the promo code WARCHANT and you'll double your first deposit instantly. That's promo code WARCHANT to double your deposit up to $1,000 with MyBookie. This isn't your grandfather's bookie. This is MyBookie. Put your money where your mouth is and get rewarded for it. Begin your winning season today exclusively at MyBookie with the promo code WARCHANT. Onward we go, boys. Here we go.
I looked it up, by the way. I wasn't sure I was right because usually I say things that are mostly wrong. But the guy did coach in Arkansas, and then he took a Pulaski Academy, which that was a juggernaut, as you can imagine. And then he went to Presbyterian, went 2-9.
How did Pulaski Academy do? Were they
what
all
do you
right?
Mean?
Well, you said they moved from one place to another academy.
No,
and then
that's not the story. He was at Presbyterian for a year.
Yeah.
Halfway through the year, after losing 72-0 to Campbell, his players said, "Can we start kicking off more and start maybe punting on fourth down?" And he left at the end of the year. And he's with the Patriots.
I'm not.
No, he's with the Patriots.
He's an analyst with the Patriots.
He's well thought of, is what he is. He's failed his way up, Corey, is what he's done. He's in the NFL, is what he's done.
Yeah.
Victory Cheeseballs writes, "How much kiss my ass on Main Street money is it going to take to get a dedicated special teams coach? Is it not allowed?" We have, I mean, he's Papuchas is, I mean.
Man, you have the best special teams unit in the country with a bad
Your kicker's
kicker.
Just missing Your kicker, kicks. But this is, you need a therapist.
Can
not
you
a,
not, honestly. By the way, can you not hire a kicking coach? What, I mean.
People don't.
Why?
I mean,
what would be the, That's why, a, why not?
Substantial investment.
I mean, it's $100,000. I mean, what are they paying
but generally,
all those?
These guys have their own kicking coaches that they pay.
Right.
And it works fine. This
generally.
Is not normal.
Right.
Florida State has not ever. I mean, when's the last time Florida State had a kicker that
if,
was 4 of 9
what,
on field goals?
Why not go get like who is thought to be the best kicking coach in the country? It's a very important part of the game, and it's like it's like
yeah,
Ryan,
because,
go figure it out.
Because 9 times out of 10, you don't even need him. Like Roberto Aguayo figured it all out on his own with his own guy, and was the best kicker in college football. Got to Tampa Bay, professional outfit, and couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. I'm sure they had all kinds of people come in and talk to him. It didn't make a damn bit of difference.
You,
he went mental.
If you knew this was going to happen, then maybe. But this doesn't generally happen. This is a guy that kicked. He was 10 of 13 last year.
I just think it's hot. It's a pretty important position.
It just sucks because when kickers go south, they go south. Look at Vanderjack in the NFL. That guy was the best kicker in the league for the Colts, and then one day he was in the Pro Bowl, utters the line about Peyton and whatever, he gets ripped and then can't make a kick and he's out of the league.
Yeah.
And there's not like any strategy stuff to do from week to week. It's the same thing. You're just repeating the same motion.
It's just
you
in your head.
You all these colleges that spend so much money on all these analysts. That's a pretty important kicking and punting.
Corey, I think it's just like the golf swing, man. Like Ian Baker Finch won a major and then couldn't hit the ball off the tee.
I'm sure he sought
all kinds of help.
It's the only position in any sport we cover where the kid is just off to his own device.
Yeah,
it's
the easiest job in the world as long as you don't lose it
Stan
mentally.
Stan Jones coaches shooting.
Yeah,
Link will coach defense.
Here's the thing. Remember when what's his guy? The guy at Southern Cal now. The assistant, former Leonard assistant. That's
the free throw genius.
Edenfield.
Andy,
yes.
So they shot the ball.
Sorry. Hey, sorry, man. I just got choked up.
Andy Enfield. Enfield. When he was here, they were shooting well from the free throw line. Then he leaves, and everybody just assumes it was all him. So, man, if you get better players, they're going to shoot better than the free throw line.
They make free throws, they make kicks.
If you want guys that can make – you get better kickers. It's not.
He's going to have to recruit over him unless he figures it out. It's going to be simple.
It's the same thing with punt returns last year. Like, that's – everybody's killing Papuchas. If you just get a better punt returner, It's gonna solve that problem.
That did snowball on them for a while. That got weird. Like everybody they put back there couldn't do it.
What I'm saying is, it wasn't Papuchas' fault. No. Go get Micah Pittman.
Remember when Corey predicted old dead leg to kick a game winner against LSU? I got up before he kicked that 29-yarder and turned away. I didn't even realize he was that close. What's the word on the number of 5 stars at the game Saturday? I'd imagine early playing time is offered. That's from John. Are they bringing in a kicker?
I predicted Fitzgerald to make a game winner in every prediction I've done so far this season on the War Chant Report. I said he'd have 11 field goals this last week.
You were close.
I got close. I'm going to ride or die with the kid.
Noel Tiggity writes,
Fitz, I just hope
you
that
just
I wish,
want him to have
wish,
his own coach.
I wish they'd give you a coach, man. Hey, go pay your have your family pay your own money to
solve everything,
fix it.
Right? Noel Tiggity writes, good day, gents. How tough is it every other year to filter out the smell of urine and focus on the game as a reporter when visiting Carter Finley Stadium? Old Piss Bomb Central is where you guys are headed this weekend.
I actually like it's an outdoor press box, right? Or I feel like you feel the crowd so. There. Maybe it's not outdoor, but it's not. Right. It's not soundproof glass like they have at Doak. I like the environment there and covering a game there. Honestly, I feel like it's a little high, it's a little steep.
No matter what though, unless you're on that field, you have no idea what it's like. That's a tough place to play, man. Those fans are liquored up. Is the fair in town? I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it's October.
If the fair's in town, it's fair month. They'll be loose.
And they go out at halftime, and sometimes they don't come back. That is a positive. Like, they'll leave because they let you leave and come back at halftime, and they'll go to the cars and drink and stuff, and sometimes they don't come back.
What was it in Gainesville across the street? Was that Joe's?
No, the Purple Porpoise.
No, the Purple
Porpoise. Joe's Deli was right there. But the Porpoise is where they would go
for
shots.
Yeah, absolutely. Protesso writes, would you rather lose our next two games and win against UF and Miami or win our next two games and lose against UF and Miami? Oh, no, you want to beat UF and Miami.
Yeah, it's going to be a bad month if you go 0-3 and then have a bye week. We're not going to like that, but think about finishing a month of November with wins over Miami and Florida.
Ryan wants to know if we can confirm whether or not the backup kicker has a leg.
He does. We saw it today. He got the ball airborne and threw the post.
Well, Ryan is not being sarcastic. He does want to know.
He meant a good leg.
No, no, but he goes on to say, if so, why wouldn't we at least let him try extra points? I mean, maybe they will. I mean, extra point, that's fair. I mean, if you don't think this kid can make an extra point, it's worth throwing out the other kid to see if he can make an extra point.
No, I agree with that. I don't think yelling is the answer, but I do think the idea of giving Fitzgerald some time to just sit and watch.
What if you got a kicking coach that yelled at him? I'm just saying. Somebody that's been there and done that. What is Roberto Aguayo doing? He can coach kickers here. Pay him $150 to coach kickers.
Mark writes, you want him to coach kickers, right, after the last time we saw
buddy,
him?
Buddy, the best college kicker of all time.
That's
we don't
fair.
Have to worry about him
that's
as,
fair.
In the NFL.
Well,
he's just
I mean,
going to tell you how to
still
kick.
Trying to kick.
He's going
to
tell
make
you how to
anything.
Kick college field goals.
Oh.
He's a college field
he's
goal
a
kicker.
He's a college field goal kicker, man.
Does the pregame at home seem to be different this season? Feels like the band barely gets into the war chant and the team's already out the tunnel. And also the band seems much tighter on the field than usual. I'm not complaining, but it does seem to lack some of the luster that we're used to.
Man, it's amazing what a loss will do.
I think it was
you're trying to hire kicking coaches. He's mad at the band.
I think didn't he tweet out that they like 60 or 70 of the members couldn't make it back?
Yeah, they did have an issue because the classes were canceled. So they had
men and women went home and then some couldn't come back by Friday or Saturday.
William writes, I feel like the last 4 games of our season are vastly more important to our future than the next 2. And he asks if we agree. I agree.
It is, but getting there is going to be a challenge.
Oh, it's hard because
we talked about it earlier.
Losing games sucks.
If you win those that last half of the season, if you go, I don't know, with 5-2, whatever it is, that'll be great. But getting there, being 4-3 would really suck.
So Tom writes this, and I feel this, and I've addressed this some. And I know Tom's is a really good headliner, and so I don't mind. We go back on this all the time, but I always say this has to do with luck. He says, why does this keep happening? FSU's arguably top 10 players. QB1 missed the second half of Louisville game, has been slightly limited since. Defensive tackle 1 out since LSU. Defensive end 1 limited against Wake Forest. Linebacker 1 is playing hurt. Left tackle 1 missed 2 games and counting. Right tackle 1 out for the season. Corner number 1 playing hurt. Wide receiver 1 car accident out until further notice. Well, I'm making a car accident, really? What are we?
I think he's just commenting on the luck of it.
It's bad luck. Really bad luck.
It's about time it turns. Like, I know they had – was Tyler Hunter the only player that got injured on the 13 team?
Travis Hunter.
Tyler Hunter. Yeah, you wish it was Travis Hunter.
he too is hurt, by the way.
Yes, correct.
He is currently hurt.
But I think he's the only one that got hurt. Like, really, like the only guy in the starting 22 that got hurt.
Injury luck,
And they replaced him with Jalen Ramsey. Like, but the point being, you got so incredibly injury lucky that season, and it's like you've been paying the piper ever since.
And also, when you're thin in the ranks, it's very noticeable.
Yeah.
Like, guys get hurt on really good teams, and it doesn't really matter because they've got other great players.
And part of the problem, I think, from our standpoint about what we write about, and also from the fan standpoint about what they hear and read about,
we can't talk about it.
Well, I mean, in Norvell's, you know, it's got to be next man up. He can't dwell on it.
Yeah.
You know, he can't go, oh, man, well, if we had our guys, it would be totally different.
I mean, he might be punching drywall
inside,
away from us. Yeah. I would. I'd be punching anything. Not women, but anything else. Drywall.
Children, especially.
Children. Yeah, I'll punch a child. I don't care about that.
Ted writes, gentlemen, it sucks we lost, but we're still 4-1 and can still have a decent season and a bowl invite. Still climbing. Y'all see that whooping Mississippi State put on Texas A&M? Always great to see Jimbo lose. How much longer before they send him packing? Well, they did kick an ass beating.
I texted Corey, I think, in the second quarter at halftime. I think I thought texted you. It might have been
Texted me. We were sitting next to each
might
other.
Have been, oh, it must have been Littlefelt. But I was like, I'm at the point now where I'm going to have to just watch Jimbo lose, and that'll be the joy for this Saturday.
You get a lot of opportunities, a lot of schadenfreude.
They got Alabama coming up.
Their offense is terrible. It's year five, boys.
He is he's a competitive person, clearly, very competitive. But his ego or pride outweighs that competitiveness because he can't look at his offense and look around the rest of the country and say, these guys are being coached the best.
He ain't the problem.
Right.
They're the problem.
Crazy. Yeah.
He said it this week. We're just not executing.
But
it was awesome when he said it because we've all been in the room when that has been uttered as well.
But it's just bizarre, man. You can't. They have too much talent to run 17 plays, and they're 108th in the country in offense.
Yeah. I'm curious to see where this goes. They have the mother of all recruiting classes laying in the wait, right, to see those guys come out and play, right? They just signed that. Prior to that, they had a top five class as well. So, yes, in theory, you would think that at some point they're going to accidentally win 11 games because they have just too much talent to lose games, right? But I don't know. Those guys aren't in love with him, it doesn't appear. Those players don't seem to be playing hard for him either. And we've seen that guy that we're talking about lose his players before. But that leads to they have more money than sense.
He's an all.
They'll give him $90 million.
Could they make him hire an OC?
First of all, what OC would come work for Jimbo?
Well, $4 million. Well, anybody will. But people went and worked for Saban. I mean, like, their careers. Happen.
Yeah.
But, the money will talk, but would they make him do it?
But they know he wouldn't let them actually run their
offense. Well, he'd have to sign a contract.
Okay. Promissory note.
Yeah,
or you just say, listen, I'm going to take the money and this whatever.
That's what he would say if they try to force him.
But I think they could make him, like, not only you just hired an OC, you're hiring an OC and installing his system.
No, and at that point, Jimbo would say, no, write me my check, and my ranches.
Yeah, either one. Him and Marty Smith. Marty Smith's not going to show up, though, if he's not the coach at A&M.
I had a great conversation with a guy that covers college football as well, and he said that anymore with the money being what it is, he's not surprised when he sees coaches like Paul Chryst, who this week chose. Now, they fired him, but they gave him an option, and he said, I want $11 million up front and I'll walk away. They were going to wait it out. And then he was like, if you give me $11.
So he did like the lottery thing. Like,
he's
you could
like,
take
I want
the
it
lump,
now.
You could take
and
the
I'm
lump,
leave.
Sum,
yeah. The one time.
The lump sum.
But,
you could
I mean,
pay
the money
out.
Is so great now that you could do that. There's thought that that's what they did with Scott Frost, that they were like, Scott, like,
Willie was like, "Nah, I'll wait for my 18."
Yeah, he's still
I want all of that $20 million, baby. I'll wait on it. Yeah, man, it's frustrating. Sir Stuart Wallace writes, "Guys, the Greedy Vance play was hard to take. Starting to get antsy on wanting to see a little bit more of AZ Thomas. He graded out well in the 14 plays he was out
and
there.
And he was
Thomas
on there
did.
When it, he was out there on the field when it mattered, just like he was a little bit. Well, he played a good bit against Boston
College.
Well,
I think it's just a good sign.
It's just a good sign
they're starting to work him in. I mean, I think he's getting his second wind, and here we go. He is an immensely talented player. I do think you're in a position where if you're not going to get much better play at a certain guy's in that position, why not elevate him and give him more time? He's going to make some mistakes. You just got to know that that's the case.
So are the guys ahead of him, though. Yeah,
that's what I mean. You might as well.
Yeah.
Jared writes, why does Fuller get a pass every time he has a bad game plan? I get we're missing some key components. That was unwatchable. Wake did whatever they wanted in the first half. Da-da-da-da-da. Again,
I don't think anybody's giving him a pass. No. My point was I did not expect Florida State's defense to hold Wake Forest below 30 or 31 points.
Yeah.
So that's about what we expected.
That's the point.
I thought Florida State's offense would score more than 30 points against that defense at home.
I said 41-34 Florida State.
I said 45-35.
I thought, I mean, yeah. They gave up less. And again, only give up 10 points in the second half. You've got teams all throughout this conference scheming to try to stop Wake Forest, and none of them do. None of them do. And Florida State gave up less points than the vast majority of them. It doesn't mean it was a great effort. Doesn't mean it wasn't frustrating to watch.
And part of it
it's
was
just
because
that it wasn't egregious.
And part of it was because they chose
to keep it in front of them.
But again, you can't. It's midway through the third quarter. It's, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes into the third quarter, and you have 7 points. That's
the
home
empty offensive
Forest,
possessions back to back is a killer. That's the game. Also, and he knows.
So
this,
that's not
I'm sure.
giving Fuller a pass, but it's right. pointing to the bigger.
Yeah,
problem.
And nobody on this show is saying Adam Fuller is a great defensive or coordinator. That, he's proven himself. I mean,
Jared, also, I would just point to this. Say he dialed it up and they blitzed on every play and brought the house and tried to force the issue, and they gave up 50-plus-yard plays for touchdowns. We'd be talking about what a dumbass he was for doing that, that you can't blitz him. All the numbers show you that Hartman's devastatingly good
because
against the blitz.
The evidence from 1 week earlier when he did that to Clemson.
So then it just doesn't work
blitz
that way.
Everybody on one play.
And slam
and,
him to the
and
turf
and him into the ground. No, you're not hurting a kid. Hey, who's saying?
It's okay, Corey. You know, I'm not. Hey, listen, my sensibilities are with you. It doesn't bother me to say it. Just say it. Take that penalty.
But I want you
drive
to pick
his
up,
ass into the ground.
I want you to pick up both of them, the running back and him, as they mesh and scoot. You pick them up and slam them both to the ground like a tag team match.
Rob writes, can Destin Hill kick field goals?
Yeah, what's he up to? Is he practicing higher? Do you know?
We did have a question here about Winston Wright. Do we think he's close?
I think he's still rehabbing the way he has been. I don't think, no. And the last time we asked about Norvell about him, he kind of didn't sound like it's imminent. So I don't think it's imminent.
Which is surprising to me,
I don't think it affects a whole lot.
Your receivers are playing well.
Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV continues in a moment.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
Keep it rolling, boys. We don't have that much time left in the show. I'm trying to get it to as many as I can. Eric writes, whenever we have a disappointing outcome, I often look to others' pain to soothe my soul. So does Ira.
Smart.
Eric,
what we do.
I think everybody kind of does that, right?
Yeah, Schadenfreude's a thing, man. Yeah. It is. He goes on to say, Texas A&M's performance this weekend absolutely helped lift my spirits as I watched a disheveled, grizzled, and clearly upset Jimbo Fisher during a timeout. Lo and behold, I saw Jeff's brochacho, Steve Adazio, standing next to him. I didn't realize he had joined Fisher's staff, but now that he has, I wonder, do you think Jimbo sometimes yells out, Daz!
Instead of Daz.
Daz isn't there anymore.
Yeah, Daz is, though. A pastry for that ass. Hashtag rock ass solid. Mm. Ryan writes, fellas, in all seriousness, since Coach Norvell has Seminole Headlines playing in his office, can he roll on over to the Plex and hand Summer Dinigan a helmet? She kicked field goals in high school and was the MVP of a football team. Don't believe me? Have Google Clark look it up.
I'm doing that right now.
All right, Google Clark, look it up.
All right, you go to the next question.
Logan writes, could someone throw some pizza money at Roberto Aguayo to pull? Here we go. It's all kickers, guys. It's all kickers.
Hey, let's just say the kicker isn't the reason you lost that game.
No. Although it could have helped.
That position moving forward could be a key reason why you lose.
I don't know.
Some
it kind of does change some decisions. If you make that early kick, there's a lot of factors.
It's still 28-10 when they come out. Do you think the kick deflated them going into halftime?
That's what
you
asked. And if it's it's 21-10 and maybe you have more energy on defense to start the
game. Yeah, maybe. Maybe so.
What's a bigger surprise? Fitzgerald hits a 41-yarder walk-off on Saturday night?
Yes.
Or that we see Destin Hill play for Florida State.
Well, never mind. There you go, I guess.
We're down on the field at the end of the game, sometimes we get down to the field at the end
early,
of the game.
Yeah.
If we're down on the field and he kicks a 46-yarder to win it, are you running over to hug him?
I mean,
will you break professional protocol and go pick him up and put him on your shoulders for the sake of the site? Because
runs,
imagine the video that we have on the front page, warchant.com.
Because he'll be running away from the team.
But he'll be running towards us.
What if he runs towards us? Would you grab him?
I'll have my hands up like this and like a really excited face just for the photo.
Yeah.
I think he'll run either through me or around me. I don't know that he's going to want to embrace me.
Could you catch him and hold him?
Yeah, he might push me off. Like, he doesn't know who I am necessarily. I don't think he'd recognize me. But me and I together could
but
do
it.
But
if you had, both of you had open arms like this, like you were the lead singer of Creed, and you just did this the whole time and smiled, he would know those are welcoming arms.
Yeah.
Those are of support.
I'm going to go jump into their arms.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
But
if you pull a Scott Stapp and just do this, and then, that's
arms
it.
Like, arms like Tim Robbins and Shawshank Redemption.
There it is,
just
both
stare
of
up like this.
Yeah.
However, if he's been listening or reading anything anybody's been writing, he might drop kick you.
But that's not on Corey. That's these listeners here. They're ruthless.
Right,
one after the other.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm very disappointed in Seminoles.com. Speaking of kickers, they have her bio, but it mentions nothing about kicking. You know, her dad played soccer at Southeastern University. That's all it says in her bio. If she was really the MVP of a football team, wouldn't you at least put that in the personal IRA?
Island Chief gave a donation to write, do you guys regret not naming Fitzgerald in your top 40?
He's making us pay.
That's why you're going to get the dropkick.
That's the thing, is because he's showing how important it is. We didn't.
Rob writes, well, that brought us back down to earth. I think we were a little over our skins in what we thought this team was capable of. We just lost to Wake Forest again. They were able to score a lot of points against teams that were subpar. They got lucky one night against Clemson. Like most people nationally, I don't think they're a very great team because, once again, they're Wake freaking Forest. Even with our injuries, we could have beaten them, but we didn't. Do you guys really still think we can challenge for a top-tier bowl game? I don't know if we ever thought they would challenge for a top-tier bowl game. We thought they would go to a bowl and that they could win 8 games. Right. 9 if everything worked out well. And I do think Wake is a good team, and I said it leading into the game that I thought Wake was a good team.
Wake is better than I thought because they've got a couple pieces that I didn't really recognize.
Their defensive tackle's really good, and their
good.
Running back's good. They've got a real tall receivers, by the way.
Yeah,
very
they've
physical.
Got good receivers.
Yeah, no, and they got a good quarterback, and they're well coached. Let's just say it. It's hard to admit Wake is a good team.
If Florida State played their A game, I think Florida State wins that game by at least 7 points. But you didn't, and they did.
And they don't make a ton of mistakes.
Right.
And that's the sign of a good team, right? A well coached team and everything else. They are consistently that. Hassan writes, fellas, oh, man, I screwed you, Hassan. This is a Seymour. I can't read your question because I didn't click out the Seymour.
She was the varsity special teams MVP in 2021.
There we go. All right.
There it is.
Yeah. I don't have the record of how many kicks she made.
The difference between these next two games, I think if NC State plays their best at home,
we lose.
You're going to have a tough time winning that game. Mm-hmm. If Clemson plays their best,
you're not going to win that game. Beaten, yeah.
But Wake was a game I thought if you played your best, you could have won. That doesn't mean you can't win these next two, but you're probably going to need them to not play great either.
Sean says, let's keep it simple. We're a touchdown favorite at home. Clearly more of our players are going to go to the league than our opponent. Explain to me how this isn't coaching.
I don't know.
I don't know that more of our players on this particular team, where they are right now, are going to be going to the league than Wake Forest. Wake Forest has got 1, 2, 3, 4, I can name 5 that are going to the league.
Well, Lovett will go in the league, but he didn't play.
Jared
Burse will be in the league. He played 23 snaps.
Right.
He played a quarter of the snap, mm-hmm. 125%. Johnny Wilson will be in the league. Pittman maybe, but we don't. I mean, what's that? I've named out of the
also
guys
Sean.
That
Sean, let me ask you something, and you can. I mean, it's not wrong to question certain aspects of coaching, but I would also say that. Wake Forest the week before lost in double overtime to the team that has way more players going to the league than anybody else in this conference.
Yeah. And he easily could have won that game.
Should have won the game.
If Clawson, who we're giving all the credit to,
if he had
been a little bit more aggressive in that game.
Yeah, man, that was disappointing. And look, LSU has more people that will be in the National Football League than Florida State does. They lost to Florida State.
Yes.
But that's the parity of college football, man. Other than the top five teams in the country.
Also, there's more to it than just if the guy's going to the league or not.
They can all beat each other.
Ken writes, we have a backup kicker from St. Thomas Aquinas who has kicked in this stadium when they won a state title. Why not give him a shot?
Mm. I think that's the Max. Is that the Max Larson kid?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
He's not. From what we can see, it doesn't look like he's in contention. But there is another walk-on that they are at least.
Austin writes, what's more annoying, Duke basketball players flopping or Wake Forest wide receivers begging for a flag on every pass?
I hate it, man. And Adam Fuller said as much yesterday.
They're actually good at it, though. You know what they do?
They coach it.
They coach
they
it well, and they also pull defenders into them.
They engage and then fly backwards.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous that it gets called so much.
Okay, so now this is one of the things where – this is where I do get in trouble and where I talk about – perhaps things can be done about that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That,
like what I was saying
if
with
if somebody's
the
actively,
mesh.
Yes. I'm just saying if that's, if you see it over and over and over again in which a player is pulling a defender into a guy and eliciting that flag, I mean, maybe there's a shot taken where they're earning that flag. I mean, I just.
What if I jump into your arms when he makes the kick, Ira?
Those are inviting arms.
I'd catch you.
Those are inviting arms.
I think so. You'd have to know that it was coming. I won't want to surprise you, but I'd jump right into your arms. While he's running towards us. Yeah, you'll catch me. That's fine.
What do you think of the way – oh, God, I don't care – the way they're pitching Aaron Judge?
Man.
Is that a joke question? Because it's really funny if
it
is.
It's a funny question, yeah.
Because that's all we see. That's going to be crazy if he finishes with 61. And he's
tortured, also three
He's tortured
first,
college
like,
football players or fans for 2 weeks.
And also he's like – isn't he like three for his last 30, whatever? I mean, he has gotten some pitches to hit.
I don't know that he's had a hit since they cut
in.
He had a hit last night.
He had a hit last night that was a dribbler to third, but it was a hit.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go, Aaron.
Nice. Man, some of that is on him too, man. Guys aren't out here trying to serve it up. It's the way it is.
I wish they would have. They'd stop cutting in.
Yeah. Well, it's over. We don't have to worry about it anymore.
We're about done. We're wrapping it up. Just final minute. I'm not going to engage any more questions.
Comment there from Glenn in the chat. Watch for Shaheem Brown versus NC State. Here's the thing. You know, it's funny because we talk about guys that the young players on this team, him, Patrick Payton, I think Josh Farmer, I think Daniel Lyons. There's a lot of Azaria Thomas. There's a lot of really young talent on this team that's going to be really, really good.
Yeah.
What they're kind of lacking right now is that middle tier. Like they've got some quality veterans, but when those guys get hurt, the next thing you have
is
really
either
is
really inexperienced, too small, or going to be good in 2 year type guy. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, this is what happens when you're rebuilding. You get caught in stages, and some of those stages are a little bit more tenable than others. Right now, they're fine. They're 4-1, lost by 10 to a ranked Wake team that's a veteran squad and really well coached. There's no shame in that. They shouldn't. I'm not happy about losing. I hate losing, and I hate the process of waiting to be dominant again. But that's what it is. You got to build it. And when you have the kind of depth that can endure these losses due to injury, then you win a game like that. But they don't right now. They just don't. It's not that.
Also, if Greedy Vance could catch the ball.
And they may not have won that game even if he did.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
but you got to make plays.
Greedy Vance is a transfer player.
Yeah.
Basically, you traded him for your boy at Louisville, and neither have done a damn thing since at their respective schools since they left.
But I think last week also what happened around college football should, again, give you reason to believe that they can win one or –
Maybe
both of these extra games, because teams beat teams every week that you never expected.
Eight of the last 10 teams in the top 25 lost. Like the 16 to 25, eight of them lost. I mean, that's just
good work,
football.
Ira. Good work, Corey. Thanks so much to all of you for listening and watching and participating. We love you. We appreciate you. Be well, and we'll talk to you again, on down the road. Go Noles. Peace.